What if they're the ones who know Jesus better than we do? What if they have a better name for him or her or they? What if we crucified Jesus when we took their land and burned their trees down and killed their buffalo and defiled their water? See, we know better than to say that water is life, because Jesus has living water, and it's spiritual. Water is just a metaphor for something that's eternal, which things in this world aren't. We've got eternal life. That's why our lives are air-conditioned. That's why we drink our water from steel fountains. That's why we never put our feet on any surface that isn't concrete. Jesus taught us how to live without nature, because nature is fallen. We're going to a place that doesn't have any germs. Our living water is purified of all culture. It's purified of all geography. It has no color. It's absolutely clear. And it's sealed in a bottle so you can trust that it's safe from every heresy, idiosyncrasy, or innovation. We've scattered our gospel to the ends of the earth. It floats through every ocean, safely bottled so that it will be exactly the same wherever you find it, and it will never decompose. Maybe one day there will be no more rivers because every land will be covered with our bottles, and they will never thirst for their old ways again. But what if they're the ones who know Jesus better than we do? What if Jesus doesn't come in a bottle? What if his brown body is floating in a brown river like the Jordan, inviting us to be baptized? Can baptism really happen with bottled water? Thank you.